I'd like to thank Georgia for transporting us in time this morning, not just backwards to David's movement of the ark, but also forward, specifically to 11:40 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon tomorrow in front of Notre Dame Seminary. 2 Samuel chapter 6 is part of my Bible marathon assignment tomorrow midday. And on second thought, I think it might be better just listening to it than reading it. Actually, there's a lot of long names in those chapters. I'll try to do it justice, Georgia. Bridging time and locations, the ark going into a tent, the Bible being proclaimed from one, is a feeling of excitement. The gestures here are bold, right? All the many sacrificial offerings of David, all the many hours, readings at the Bible marathon, but its boldness created from excitement, an excitement for what has been received, for what the Lord has given. Can we each point to such a movement recently in our lives? I don't mean a recent occasion that had us dancing in a loincloth like David today, or standing on our front lawn talking into a megaphone for many hours, like the Bible marathon perhaps, but some little bold act created from excitement from what the Lord has given. If something doesn't immediately pop to mind, that's okay. God comes to us again today, gives us another chance to receive, brings and breaks Eucharist for us this morning. May it help us to grow excited about God's things. May that lead to a bit of boldness in our lives.